That's university spokeswoman Nancy Gill, and she tells us that the school decided to hold classes today, and they did it, Chris, because they wanted students to have a place to come together to provide support for each other, and maybe more important than supplying support for each other, the university is providing counseling and psychological services to help those who need it, which is probably a good idea around now.
Charles, joining us now on the KNX Newsline, we have got Laura Rhodes-Levin. She's a therapist, a founder of the Center for Peace in nearby Agoura Hills. First of all, how important is it for people impacted by something like this to seek counseling?
It's important, especially sooner than later, which is why we're offering the services. They've even found with troops in Afghanistan and any sort of PTSD that the sooner you get to the problem, the easier it is and the less time the brain has a chance to form that trauma pathway.
Is it possible to determine, because everybody absorbs things, as you know, differently. Is it mm-hmm. possible to know who is in more need of counseling than somebody else? Because I can imagine a situation where somebody could be fairly stoic and you may look at them and think, boy, they're handling this really well, but internally they may be shredded to pieces.
Absolutely. That is so astute. We all feel pain differently and we're all predisposed differently for trauma, which can even be genetic. So I think it's always best to err on the side of caution, check in with everyone who is involved, and encourage them to, even if they don't think they're feeling something, to go talk about it just in case, or even to be informative. Maybe you can help someone else in the process.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about people who may have been in the bar last night, but family members, close friends, people like that.
Yeah, you're hearing on the news right now parents that are sobbing. We actually run an anxiety center, and we even have people here who've had people in it. And it's for anyone who's been in contact. And what they found around 9/11 was that the closer you are to the tragedy, the bigger the trauma impact was. And so especially in this area, we encourage people who weren't even involved. They feel the impact that their area is not safe, and that's what trauma is, not feeling safe in the world.
But let me ask you this question. How do people know how to protect themselves from people who are going to be opportunists? Unfortunately, when you have these events, not everybody is well-meaning, as well-meaning perhaps as you are. How do people guard against being taken advantage of?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question. I think the most altruistic in these situations, not that charging is a bad thing because everybody has to make a living, but I love how when people get together in a community and they offer help, you know, that look to the people who just want to help. And their intentions are usually quite good. And also trusting your own gut feeling. Does this feel weird? Does this feel, if that little button is ringing at all, go someplace else.
All right. Laura Rhodes-Levin, therapist and founder of the Center for Peace in Agoura Hills. Thank you.